Track 1.58.
Busy tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. Who's the man at table 4? He looks familiar.
Oh, that's Bert Sinclair. He's a big cheese in the hotel industry, so if you butter him up, he'll give you a nice big tip.
Oh, right. I could do with some extra cash.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. The service in here is very slow this evening. We've been sitting here for 10 minutes, and we haven't even seen the menu yet.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. We're very busy tonight. I'll get you the menus immediately.
How are you doing with the big cheese at table 4?
Well, he obviously thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so does the woman with him.
That's his wife.
His wife? Oh.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to order?
I'm afraid not. It's so dark in here that we can't read the menu.
Oh, one moment, sir. I'll bring you a bigger candle. There, is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Would you like a few more minutes, sir?
No, I'll have the steak.
Okay, and how would you like it, sir?
Medium rare.
And I'll have seafood pasta and a salad.
That's one steak, medium rare, and one seafood pasta.
Everything okay with table 4?
They're tricky customers. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells.
Just remember the tip.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid this steak is overcooked. I asked for medium rare.
I'm sorry, sir.
And there's another problem.
It's my seafood pasta. I think the scallops are bad.
Oh, no. I'm very sorry. I'll talk to the chef.
It's not looking very good for the tip, is it?
That's not funny.
Excuse me.
Calm down. You have to take it all with a grain of salt. If you start taking it personally, you've had it.